Today's Perek in Masechet Nega'im, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Perek Yud Aleph, and we are up to Mishnah Yud. We've been discussing what the din would be of the way in which it's possible to get a kegris on Shasiv Erev. Fascinating, but not a chibur. So there were two completely different issues. Now, what we did learn yesterday is that when you have the Shasiv on the loom itself, so then even though these threads are not mechuber to a single slil, and also they are not part of, yet at least, are not part of the actual cloth that is coming around the kovid atachton, and that nonetheless, if they're all in one line, then everybody was made that you can have a nega on the standing shasi, right? Now, how about in a case where you have finished your weaving, you're about to cut off the weave that has now been rolled around the kovid atachton, and you still have the shasi ha'omed, and you have not any intention of continuing this weave, you're going to be starting a new weave. So suppose the nega shows up on the shasi ha'omed, and it's still connected to the cloth that is being woven. That's no different than the sugi that we had yesterday, of where you have two different parts of a shirt that you haven't yet connected, but that have threads between them, that threads are not considered to be part or to be a chibur between different weaves. So over here, the shasi ha'omed, if it gets a nega on it, it's not going to be metame, the orig, even though it's connected, because there's no intention of continuing this ariga. Furthermore, in that case, if the orig gets the standard nega, not based on shasiva erev, then the shasi ha'omed that is still connected, but not meant to be added, is not considered to be connected to it either. So it's no different than you're having two spools of thread where you were moving the thread from one spool to another, and one of the spools gets a nega. It's not a chibur. Now, how about other types of semi-chiburim? Suppose you've got this nice talis kind of thing. You've got a sheet, and the sheet or the tablecloth, it has these beautiful fringes, you know? So is what's the halacha of the fringes? Because basically, remember what fringes are. Fringes are essentially a amida of the shasi, which you've then tied together to make pretty fringes. And you didn't pass the Erev through it, right? That's how you make the fringes. So what would be the din when they are part and they're meant to be left on the beged as a decoration to the beged? If you turn them into fringes, what's the idea? The idea over there is that actually they become batel to the beged. And therefore, if the talis has to be burned because of the fact that it had a nega, then you would have to burn the fringes with them. But suppose the nega is only on the fringe. The talis is not batel to the fringe. The fringe is batel to the talis. So in that case, you would cut off the nimi, and you would burn the nimi. So nira benimim hasadin tohar. How about if you've got all these beautiful designs on your shirt? You got one of these t-shirts that's got like all of these additional material, you know, with Pac-Man on it or something, in a different piece of material, nice little red Pac-Man. What's the din of the Pac-Man over there? So that is called the umriot of the umriot, or basically any type of trimming that you would have. The simple umriot, of course, are just a decorative trim at the bottom of the shirt or around the collar or so on. But those kind of things, if you have a chaluk, shenirebo nega, you can cut off the umriot. And Pac-Man doesn't have to die just because the underlying beged is going to be burned. He can live on another t-shirt. And therefore, you're able to cut that part off. And that's true even if they're made out of a type of thing which would have been makabel tuma. So let's say the halacha over there is that, let's say they were made out of argaman. So they're made out of wool. So afilu hein argaman, it doesn't matter. Because if you're said, but what do you mean? I mean, aren't they batel to the actual kli? Yeah. But they can't be makabel negaim because it's colored. And remember that nige begadim is never able to be chal on a colored baguette. So therefore, if Pac-Man is red It doesn't matter if he's the same material. He's not going to be bottled because vis-a-vis the nega, he isn't bottled. Okay. Mishnah Yud Aleph. What is basically the type? Getting back to the main idea, we didn't talk really about the idea of leather. We just took for granted the denim of big day, begadim in general, nige begadim. So let's get now the type of things that are shayach to be makabel to masnagai. And anything which is made out of tsemer, pishtim, or or that could be makabel tumas meis is roy for tumas begodim, even though surprisingly it is not shayach to be metame midras. If it's not shayach to be metame midras, so then that means it isn't really meant to be something that you are going to be wearing or going to be lying on. It's not your personal kind of use. Let's give you an example. Let's talk about the sail of a ship. Now, Richie's been very worried about this lately. Are the sails on his sailboat shayach to kabbalas tumas negayim? So if I know that this is it, we finally are here, Richie, after all of this time, we're going to deal with this issue once and for all. So it's a good thing you're muted. So let's say you've got the sail of a ship. Can the sail of a ship be makabel tuma? It's not makabel tumas midras, but it certainly is shayach to being makabel tumas meis. Or you've got a curtain, a vilon, that you're using as an entryway. Or you've got a shavis shel sevacha. You've got this net over the hair, which has some decorative parts on it. Or you have maybe mitpachot shel svarim. You've got a covering for a sefer Torah. Or you have a gal gilon. It's some type of a belt, but it's not wide enough to lie on. Or you've got how about a shoelace? A ritzuot of min al v'sandal. I mean, they have to be wide because they have to be big enough. They're not shesiva erev threads, right? They're leather, but they're wide enough to be a kagris. In all of these cases, they would all become tummy because they're shayach to the shir of nega and they're shayach to the dinim of tuma. Now, there's also another question. What about something which is a sagos? So a sagos is made out of very thick wool, and it's covered with all of these actual outside of the weave. It's got a lot of fluffy wool that is sticking out, that sticks out of the weave. So it's really, it looks like you're covered in fluff. So what's the dinner over there? You have a nega on the sagos. Does that include the fluff, which is called over your mochin, because they're basically just pieces of wool? So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Achi Yirae Ba'arig Uve Mochin. Over here, it's not considered to be a nega unless it actually appears in the entire beged, which includes both of them. Because this we learn out from the Karachto V'Gabachto. And remember that karachto, when it comes to the application, that was the marker of the Gzera Shava that gives us the common dinim between nige begodim and nige adam. And yet, it's sort of weird, karachto begabachto, which refers to baldy hair. I mean, what does that have to do with a beget? Bekarachto begabachto. So over there, we learn out that the nature of karachto is worn out begodim. So one refers to the back, meaning this is old, and one refers to the front. It's a strange way of looking at time as a karachat or a gabachat, but in any way, that's how we understand it. So what is being added by the idea of karachto? The idea of shechakim. And that's what happens. Very often you wear a sweater, you know, they sell those little things that are able to take off all of the, what do they call them in English? Little pieces of wool that have been pulled out of the sweater and that are sticking out. You can actually buy a shaver for them. I can't remember right now. But anyway, that shechakim includes precisely this issue. And therefore, the Torah is saying it has to be in the karachto. Now, how about things that are made out of or? And over there it says kli or. So it doesn't have to be a beged, kli or. How about where there's an inside and an outside to that or? And the question over here is, what is the relationship of the spreading of a nega from inside to outside or including it in a shir? So let's say you have a chemet, which is the water bottles that are made out of leather, or a tormil, you have a back sack, backpack. Over there, they're near in Kidarka. So you can look at them the way that they would be without needing to open them up. It looks exactly like on the Begat, on the Or, the same way that we don't look inside folds of skin and we just look, we give you a normal way of looking at a person in a normal position, what would be visible on his skin. So the same thing is true over here. What's visible on that backpack? The way that it's hitting, not now that I'm going to open it up and look inside and see whether there's an, I don't do that either here. So that's like spreading apart folds of skin, which we don't do. When it comes to pisayon, however, it can be posem mitocho le'achorav u'me'achorav le'tocho. Once the nega was there on the way that we were able to see it, then the pisayon is still considered to be a pisayon, even though it's going to a different surface. Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beit. So now, the final Mishnah in our Perek, which is about Nigei Begadim, is about Sfeikus and other things that might remove the din of the Neka. So over here, we have a Beget that gets confused, gets mixed up with Begadim that don't have a Neka, or it gets cut up into little pieces. Somebody put it into his paper shredder, and now it's less than the shear of the necessary size for the beged. So suppose you have a beged that was only in a state of hezger. It hadn't yet been absolutely defined as mukhlat. And it's a beged hamuzgar, and now it got mixed up with other begadim which had never been muzgar. And what you might have done is you might have ended up putting it into a dye vat with other begadim. And now, because of the coloration, you'd have no way of defining it because then they're all the same color. So what would be then? We don't know which is which. The halacha is that wherever you have a suffix about the nega, it has to be a nega that you know and that is identifiable. If it's not identifiable, then you cannot be machlitit, and therefore it's no longer in the state of hezger. So in this case, all of the begadim are actually tahor. How about if you put it through a paper shredder? So kitzatza va'asa'o mochin. So you suppose you made it into these little shredded pieces, rags. Each one of them is less than the shear of a beged, so it's pochas bisholosh etzpaot, al sholosh etzpaot. So then the halacha is that it's tahar, and there's no problem, it's mutter bahanoya, and even though something normally, when it's in hezger, cannot be used, and you're not allowed to be nene from it, and that's why the Torah was mechayev you to burn it, and so on, over here, once you put it through the paper shredder, it now is no longer usher because it no longer is capable of carrying the tumas negayim of hezger, because there's no beged that could ever come to heklet. But suppose you started off with a beged that was already muchlat, and now it gets mixed up with other begadim. Then a suffix does not make it tar. And therefore, in this case, we would say that all of them are considered to be tameh. What needs to be explained is, well, isn't there a question of rov? Can we be mavato a beged berov? The Mishnah seems to be saying there's no din of bitul berov. Why that would be true, that already is a long discussion of different approaches to why. But suppose you put it through a paper shredder. Kitzatzov asa'o mochin, tamei, it remains tamei, because once it's muchlat, remember, the reason that the muzgar is not considered to be tameh anymore is because it can never be muchlat in that state. So the kohen will never be able to say, okay, now there is a nega that is a real nega on it. So either because I can't identify it or because it's not a shear that can support any of the dinim of the nega in terms of the spreading or of the new appearance of whatever color would have made it tameh. So in this case, where it was already muchlat, then it remains aser bano, it has the same dinim as it always then did as a nega. Hadron alach, kol habigadim.